never done that before in my life. Like.
Welcome to the podcast. This is episode one of Another Latino with a Podcast. I am the Latino, Christian Henningsmeyer, and today we have the guest, Melvin Stewart. He's my co-producer. He worked together in Punchline Days. We are together in Insert Name Comedy. And one question that I have is how he handles his time, because he has two shows. He produced also Big Black Comedy, so three shows. He has three daughters and a wife. So how? How do you manage all the time? By the way, I brought this rum because this is the first episode. I want to start like nice. He says that he doesn't drink that much.
Not at all.
It needs to taste like candy. I know this doesn't taste like candy, but it's Venezuelan rum. He will like it.
It's a fancy looking bottle. Like, I put it in my ass, I guess.
You see, this is why I invite these kind of people. I cannot open the bottle.
You're making people nervous, Christian. You should probably open that bitch up now.
No, I'll get there.
So the name of this podcast is Another Latino with a Podcast?
Yeah, it's Another Latino with a Podcast.
You so fucking literal, bro. Like, about everything.
I mean, if people look it up, it will be like, what is it? That podcast is a Latino guy? And if they put Another Latino with a Podcast, I'll
that would. Okay, so you got plans. So it's supposed
I
to be like, what
plans,
else?
I just made up that up.
Oh, okay, because I was about to say,
I
like.
I can open the bottle. Okay.
Oh, my God. Whatever beautiful thing Christian's trying to do is not going to happen.
It's going to happen at some point.
I'm just going to eat this ice. I feel a little bit more comfortable doing that. How about that?
I got it. Okay, so how do you handle time? Like, there's between your wife, kids, and shows, there's something like you don't give that much time.
Oh, yeah, man. Let's be honest. Like,
you don't love your kids that much. So yeah. That's why. Okay.
I'm pretty much just saying, I don't really. It's not about you. It's just about. I just fucking hate my kids, you know? My wife, I don't hate her, but I'm on highly dislike level. So, you know, I try to do my best to run away at any time I can. So that's why I started producing so many comedy shows. So I wouldn't have to see them. You know what I mean? I'm an absent father. I'm a present absent father.
Oh, no. Present absent father? Okay.
Like, you'll see me with my kids, but I'm not with my kids. Like, if they need anything from me emotionally, they can't have it. Like, I have nothing to offer them.
At least, like, money? Because, I mean, producing, you are spending money.
You are spending money, so I have no money to offer them. They got to come up the way I came up.
That's something that people don't know about producing a show. It's like, I believe 80% of shows you go up there, if you're in Chicago area and you go to shows, 80% of the shows you're like, oh, these people are making money. No, we're not.
No,
we're spending money.
You got to pay for the venue. And then if you aren't a piece of shit, you are also paying the comics that are performing, because I realized in this comedy scene, this might be controversial. And for however many people watch this, they might not like this, but pay the fucking comics.
Yes. No, I do agree. Like, if you can do it, you should always pay the comics at least $10. Because
something, man. Like,
$10 can be like the Uber going back home. It's not that much, but comics will feel appreciated.
I agree. And like, at the end of the day, it benefits you. It makes it helps you build rapport with people. So it's like,
yeah.
People will think about the, you know, they will remember when you gave them some fucking money. You yeah. know what
and
I mean?
And you know, I have Jake. Recording, he's almost in every Insert Name Comedy. He's recording video.
Shout out to Jake. I don't know his last name, but
actually, he's gonna be in the camera in the next episodes. He just couldn't do it today, but
hell yeah, nigga.
But he'll be there. The thing is, I always try to pay him like fine, correctly, a nice amount, because comics needs the video, and he's there. He's putting his time. He's putting his equipment. And some people are like, yeah, can you just record mine? Usually, I don't have a problem with it, but you should, like, pay the person.
Pay the fucking people, you know what I mean? Because at the end of the day, that's why we're doing this shit, because we want to get paid. You may love comedy, but at the end of the day, your love of comedy cannot pay your fucking bills.
Yeah, I hope our love to comedy and this podcast pays our fucking bills.
Yes, exactly.
I want to cheers for first episode, and let's hope you like it.
First episode for the podcast. I don't really drink like that. Let's see what happens.
What do you think? No. Okay, what do you think? what do you think about Venezuelan rum? say something bad about it.
I don't have anything bad to say about it. Rum fucking...
Yeah,
I
mean, because you can get out of my house if you say something like, Venezuelans will cut your ass. If you say something about...
Chill out. I don't want no smoke with the Venezuelans. Y'all outside of all the Marianos. I love Marianos, so I don't want no smoke with y'all. But that shit burned my goddamn chest.
But it's a good rum.
But
it burns going down. It's not this kind of like liquor that just burns straight going in your mouth.
Yes, I agree. I can second that. But at the end of the day, like I said before, I am a bitch when it comes down to alcohol. I need that shit to have all the orange juice, all the lemon juice, whatever you can put in this to make it not taste like how it just made me feel.
God, you're going to drink that. It's just this one.
It's just this one motherfucker. I drove here.
I know you have drive under the influence at some point in your life.
I have driven high before. I have never driven while drunk.
But that's a crime. That's a crime, too.
I've never driven while under any influence of anything for the sake of the FBI.
You have.
I have not. But, okay, I'll try to do my best. You had a serious question about how I manage time.
Yeah.
Managing time, honestly, is very difficult. It's, well, yes and no, because a little, you know, without going into the sad details of my life, my wife and I don't have the greatest...
We're going to know, like, the people in the podcast.
I don't want to do the sad podcast again.
We want to know the sad part.
Man, shout out to Aaron Chase, but I feel like his podcast is so sad.
I'll cut this part out.
No, you can keep it in, but, like, my wife and I just don't really have, like, a great support system for, like, our kids. So, like, you know, there's some people who could call their mama up on a whim any time of the day, like, oh, I need you to watch the kids, and she's there.
Yeah.
I could do that, but I don't really trust my mama with my kids like that, so I don't want to do that. So managing time for me, everything, like, I need, like, a three-week notice.
Is the big sister being, like, the nanny now?
No.
You're not at that point yet?
Before my daughter was born, who was 4 months, we kind of did that because she could do it.
Okay.
Because my son, you know, is about to be 3, and my stepdaughter's 11, so, like, he's old enough to kind of, like, mind his business. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You put on Baby Shark on the TV.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, he's cool.
Yeah, but with a new baby, you can't.
But with a new baby, no, you can't do it. You can't trust a fucking 11-year-old. I can't even trust my 11-year-old with her own life. I couldn't trust her with my daughter's life.
So that's why I appreciate so much that you jump in into Punchline this, because I was like, this guy is in a lot and still helps me a lot with this. So I appreciate that. That's why I give you Venezuela.
Right? I appreciate that, because that means that this was expensive, because it was probably imported.
Dude, it's just not expensive. Like, this bottle in Venezuela is like
super expensive
shit.
If you pull up with this, like, this is what you want when they say that you got bitches in bottles, you want to have one of these bottles?
Yeah. No, okay. No, even that. It's like, you gotta think about, like, is this, like, good enough bitch to pull this out?
Because if I buy this, I won't be able to pay my light bill.
You remember when Nuvo was, like, famous?
Yeah.
It's like putting a Nuvo in the table. It's like something like that.
Okay, no. So it's like some Casamigos type of shit right now.
Not even. Like, this is top.
Oh,
like,
it's way higher than that?
It will be like
that?
Casamigos Extra Reposado. Something like that.
Okay, you lost.
You hear that? That's why a Latino with a podcast. Extra Reposado. I can roll my R's.
Yeah, I can't. I took Chinese in high school.
But yeah, so how do you handle, like, the time with between wife, kids, and producing shows? And you have a show today. Friday.
I'll do it, I guess. So
it's not going to come out today, this episode. It's going to come out, like, in March. But he had a show today.
I do have a show today. It is the Big Black Comedy Show, like Christian said before. This is my motherfucking baby of production. It is my single-handed attempt to try to establish a consistent black comedy scene on the north side of Chicago. Don't get me into the politics, because that'll turn us into another sad ass podcast.
No. I won't get into that.
But that's what it is. That's today. Whenever you see this, if you see this, this will be a monthly show. So if you like black people, go to the show.
And if you
don't like black people, still go to the show. So that way you can laugh at us instead of laughing with us. I'm fine with either one, as long as you buy a ticket.
If you don't like black people, I believe that's a red flag.
That, no, if you don't like black people, I understand.
You understand? This guy is racist.
I didn't say, I just said I understand. I was talking about empathy, motherfucker. That's not racism.
Okay, I have more questions. Okay, so this podcast, the vibes of this podcast, I want it to be, like, funny. I don't want to get into sad details. I have games to play. But one more question that I have, because we make a video that went kind of viral on your Facebook, Don't do that face when you're drinking my rum.
I'm sorry, bro. Like, this shit, like...
Venezuelan people, this is Melvin Stewart. I'll put his, like his ad. Can I just say your Instagram?
Yeah, feel free.
And say it. Say it. Your
Instagram. My Instagram is Sensei Millie.
I'll put it here, and you can just hate this guy. You can just send him threats and shit.
It's not about where it's from, motherfuckers. It's about what it is. It's about
Venezuela.
Yes, it's not about the color of its skin. It's about the content of its character, motherfucker. Like,
if I say that when I'm hating a black person or a woman,
I'll
get in trouble.
I'm talking about alcohol, motherfucker. I'm not talking about anything else. Like,
so this is kind of just racist and misogynist. Okay, well, the question I have, we did a video that it went kind of viral. And at the end of the video, you say that your wife hit a guy in a wheelchair. And I have many people asking me, like, oh, yeah, that was really funny. That was for the video. And I was like, no, that happens. Okay.
No, that really happened.
Can you do a little bit of...
Well, I'm surprised you have people asking you, but I can, I'm assuming you want kind of like the story behind it. So I wish I could say something. I wish I could say something funny. It was so alarming and so surprising and so like out of nowhere. So my wife and
I don't believe it's out of nowhere because he was a guy in a wheelchair.
It was.
They're not that fast, okay?
He's in an electric, like a motorized wheelchair, like one of the ones where it's like you.
The ones that go to Walmart like drifting.
Yeah, exactly. He wasn't going like on some Mario Kart levels of speed, but like he was moving fast. My wife and I were.
I mean, not hit the car. The
yes,
wheels.
Car,
no,
yes.
I mean,
yeah, my bad. My wife and I were picking up like some juice or something like that for my son from 7-Eleven.
Okay.
I remember exactly where I was at. It was on Fullerton and Sheffield.
So
if you
watch
know,
watch out.
So nigga in a wheelchair, we on your ass. We got you one time, but you got back up. This time you ain't getting back up.
This guy, first episode we canceled. He was racist, misogynistic, and now he's talking about getting disabled people. Like,
you gotta treat everybody like everybody else.
Okay, I agree with that.
So
hit him.
So we get in the car. We're parked. There's a parking lot there, but we're parked on the street. My wife gets in the car. You know, she's not paying any attention because, you know, she's terrible at what she does as a driver. But I guess she doesn't look back. And I'm sitting there chilling, minding my business. You know, I'm sitting there playing on my phone, and all I hear is doo doo.
Can you do the sound again? That was a car or was...
That was the sound of the car hitting the... She backed into the fucking guy that was... He was
When she was telling me this story, the sound she made when she hit the guy was so different. She said it sounded like plop. that was the sound. Plop.
He was fat though, so I see why it would be a plop.
Plop. Okay.
No, but like for me, it was a doo-doo type of shit. Like
because he was fat, so he'll bounce.
Yeah, bounce. And so basically, to try to paint the scene for
talking
you.
To the microphone, please.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
It's okay.
I'm so used to doing
this episode.
Okay, cool. Yeah. So to paint the scene for you, basically we were right at the front of a drive, like the driveway to go into the parking lot. This, for some reason, this nigga in a wheelchair decided that he wanted to get into the street. So he goes off of the sidewalk, comes down the little.
He's in a car. He can do that.
I think that's offensive. No, but
he can identify as a car if he wants. He has wheels.
Yes, he decides he wants to start drifting and doing fucking okay. Like donuts in the fucking middle of Fullerton. So he pulls.
If he can do donuts in a wheelchair, I will allow it. Okay,
I would have paid him if he did yeah. Donuts after that, but he didn't. He
yeah, so. Because you crashed him.
No, he was alive. I think. So yes, he's coming down the little driveway part. My wife is pulling back, and like I said, as she's pulling back, they kind of collide. But boom, he kind of jiggles like some Jello on a plate. You know me, I am a me. I am emotionally scarred forever. So I just like, and I don't know in the moment. I don't know what to do. I tell fucking Brittany, I'm like, just fucking drive. Like, you would think we just killed that guy. Like, I was like, just fucking drive. We're never going to talk about this again.
So you're doing the hit and run.
Yes, exactly.
He would chase you with that wheel. Like, he's like, wait.
Look back in the mirror and shit like that. What if that would be the thing that let him, like, that, like, gave him the power to walk again?
Like, wait.
It was just like, those motherfuckers here. Like, Usain Bolt sprinting out of the car.
I gotta say thank you and sue them.
I don't know. For some reason, I imagine him like rising out of the chair, like, and I have the power. Like, on some fucking He-Man shit. Like, but yeah, that's but yeah,
that's this is a nice story. This is a nice story to put to do in the podcast. But yeah, you hit the guy. The guy is good, or you don't.
Yeah,
know.
No, we don't. I'm pretty sure he's fine. Like, I when we looked back in the rearview mirror, it was like he didn't fall or nothing. Like, literally, the car kind of just bumped into him. But because where it hit his wheelchair, it made a loud sound.
Plop. According to your wife, it was plop.
Yes. What is it? Well, I don't know how to do it. I don't know how to do it. I was about to.
I know to do it like.
Yeah. That's exactly what it was.
That was the sound.
Boop.
Like a bottle.
And then somebody's not going to see their grandfather anymore. The fuck?
Like, and that's it. That's the first part of this podcast. This is the vibe that I want. Like, to be like chill, to be like this kind of conversation. And and for you, the audience, to peek a little bit into the brain of comics is that we don't care about anything. Yeah. We'll make a joke about anything in
literally
any situation.
Anything.
That's all. So I'll stop this, but we're going to record right away. So keep watching. We're back. I told you it was immediately the Power Off edition because 2 days happened and he's wearing the same shirt. No, we're going to play some games. I believe the story of the wheelchair guy was amazing because he sounds like plop when you crash into him.
That's the one only funny thing about the story.
Yeah, but we're going to play a game. It's a card game. It's called If You Had To. And it's basically this kind of game, like If You'd Rather. So I'm going to give him 5 cards. And you're going to pick 2 of the things that worst that you can find there. I'll have 5 cards.
You said the worst?
Yeah, the things that you think like you would never do. Or we'll create a nice conversation about why. This is a game that we can do follow-up questions. It's like really bad situation. And we have to rather do one of those. You have your selection, sir?
No, not yet, nigga. These questions are insane. Like,
Okay, whoever goes first, whoever has it first. This is why it's a Latino with a podcast. I don't know who's to speak English properly. That's on me.
Man, I might have to. I know you said we gotta do 2, but I gotta. There's
no 2. It's just 2. Pick the worst 2.
I know, but I'm telling you 2 of. Okay. I'll pick the worst 2. I got it. Am I going first or are you going first?
You can go first. You're
okay,
ready.
I'll go first. This one gave me so much anxiety. I'm gonna preface it by saying that things randomly explode when you touch them.
All things.
Yes.
Okay.
But no. I think I'm under the impression that since it says randomly, it's not all things.
It's not all things. Like,
so it's like.
Yes, maybe you grab this and then it just.
Yeah, you grab this glass, you're fine.
Okay.
You go with, you know. You're
with the mic. I'm like, no.
You know, your roommate comes in, you try to say what's up to him, boom, he explodes all visceral over the
roommate,
fucking room.
It can go with people?
Yes, it literally says things, so like anything, and your anything you touch.
Okay, I have 2 bad ones. And what is the other one?
Okay, the other one. Kill a new animal every night and sleep in its carcass. For you know, Christian don't speak English that well. Carcass is the body.
And I know what it is. Oh,
okay, cool.
The thing is, like, it's randomly.
Yeah.
So, but that is like killing an animal each day.
Yes, each day, every night. So like,
but it have to be like in his carcass.
And it
carcass,
says kill a new animal. So you can't just kill a bunch of raccoons or a bunch of squirrels. Like, it has to be something new. Every time.
Fish? Can you do fish?
I guess so. There are a shit ton of fish. But
and
you,
different types.
But
and there are different types of fish.
You
all
would have
fish
to access those fish.
Yeah, you have to hunt.
Yes, but I'm saying, think about it like this. You are living in your current life right now. And I'm like, now you have to kill a new animal every night. So you first thing you're going to do is
for
go in
the
alley.
Rest of your life. It doesn't have like a time.
It doesn't
stamp.
Give a time. It literally just says, so assuming it doesn't give a time, it is indefinite. Meaning this is just your life now. You are just you are just destined to killing different things every single day and using their bodies as blankets.
Do we have the odds for how randomly it is to touch things and explode them?
No, there's no.
What would you do?
So there is.
I believe I'll do the animals. Like I don't like random shit to explode.
I'll do the
exploding.
No, bro. I think I'll do the things randomly exploding.
Yeah, because I rather that because you're gonna go through small animals, but at some point you're done with that, and you gotta go through big animals.
Yeah,
maybe dogs, cats, and then it's like, okay, I need a bear.
Oh, or I need a tiger, or you know, because eventually you're gonna kill everything in your immediate vicinity.
Yeah,
you know, you've killed all the dog. You know, you killed all, and it's only one of each. So it's like you kill one dog, you can never do it again.
Exactly.
You kill one cat, you never do it again.
You can kill different race of dogs.
No.
Aukira puck. The bug is like suicide. Yeah, it's a suicide with a puck. you discover the nose on the bug just that.
It has to be a different species of animal every night. So it's like if you kill a fucking pit bull today, you can't kill a fucking English bulldog
Why
tomorrow.
Why would you kill a pit bull? What is your problem?
Because, you know, the stigma associated with him. I had a pit bull for 2 years.
It is easier to kill, like, a puck or a chihuahua. Why would you go with a pit bull?
Because I'm thinking about the practicality of the blanket. Because if you kill a pug, how you...
this guy's killing animals. He's thinking, like...
And you have to... If you have to sleep in its carcass, even if you are in your own home, imagine how uncomfortable it would be if you just used a pillowcase as a blanket. If I kill a pit bull, pit bull might be more like a small, like, throw blanket. You know, a pillowcase versus a throw blanket. Think about that.
I don't care about the blanket. I just don't want to keep a pit bull. I'll do random things to explode, and that's it. That's my answer. What about you?
No, I'll stick with that one. I'm good with that one. I think it's like some King Midas type of shit, though.
Okay.
You know the story King Midas? And
I believe women will be like, oh, he sounds dangerous. I'm like, I am.
I am very dangerous.
You can randomly explode.
The amount of suicidal women that would want to give you some pussy.
Just in case. Let's see if it happens.
And they would stick around, too. So this is consistent pussy because it's like, I never know. Next time we do it.
But you get trial like for murder or no? I believe no, but people. This is a condition.
I would say no because it is out of your control.
And it's a condition. Like, yes. It's like,
you know what I mean? It's like you could almost like categorize it as a mental illness.
Are you ready for these two that are good?
Okay, yeah.
Okay. Which one do you want to start? This one or?
How about this one?
Okay. Everyone knows everything about you. .. Everything.
Fuck.
And the second one. Elderly people seek you out in order to die in front of you.
In order to die in front of me.
They just look for you and they're like, okay. And then I'd rather that. I'm like, yeah, okay, but you don't know my secrets.
Honestly, that's the easy one. I'll probably go with that one because you said that they seek me out and then they die in front of me. Meaning that I don't have to necessarily catch them or anything like that. I don't have to see them. They're... You know, like, everybody got to die eventually, right?
Yeah,
like,
so it's like
you know.
But it's like, imagine you're in a comedy show and just that old guy just goes to the stage and dies.
Dude, imagine you're bombing. Like, imagine they give you, like, they say, oh, Christian, we want you to do the headline. We want you to do 40 minutes. And 10 minutes in, you're already, like, eating shit. And then out of nowhere, just some old woman, like, hobbles in the room.
And die.
And it just dies in front of you on the stage.
I really for you it's funny now, but in the moment people will be like, "What?"
People will be terrified. Your fucking comedy show will be canceled. Yeah, they'll probably never book you again.
Yeah, no, you're gonna do like, oh yeah, Netflix special now. No, like, you don't have that. You know,
they're like, this will be a great clip for TikTok.
It will be. No. So if you want a comedy special, don't let that old people die in front of you.
Okay, so is it my turn now? All right.
No, you know what? I'm going to
move on.
Yeah, because I want to do this. I don't know how much time. I want this to be like 30 minutes.
No, that's fine. Let's move on.
Since, you know what? I'll do this first because I want to have the feedback now.
Okay.
And she just wrote me, so that's amazing. I have the Rose Battle Championship. That's going to be Thursday. And...
Rose Battle people, y'all did me bogus. I know it's random, but I'm salty.
I'm gonna cut out that part. But I have the championship. This Jordan, this is gonna go out after that day. But that's why I'm gonna read you one of three of my favorite jokes that I have so far against Ashley Lusk.
Shout out to Ashley Lusk
because I do need feedback.
Okay, go for it.
Are you ready? Okay, I'm just gonna read my favorite ones.
Go ahead.
Okay. Actually looks like she's vegan because she is, but just from the waist down because that pussy hasn't seen some meat in a while.
Oh, nigga, that's the one that I helped you with before.
This is a good one. This is a good one.
That's a good one.
And I believe the combat is she's like, I get laid. I'll be like, okay, you give to your pussy to anyone? Okay, cool. Yeah. Good to know. Nice comeback, Ashley.
Exactly.
I believe that'll work. Okay.
I don't know. For me, the way I worded it, I'm so big on like metaphors and like imagery. So the way I worded it when I initially sent it to you, so little insight. Christian actually sent me some of this stuff before, and I kind of like helped formulate this one. And I realized that I was I not talking into the mic? Sorry.
Yeah, no. If you talk here, it doesn't.
Okay, actually, what about here? Does this sound fine? Yeah. Sorry. Yeah. I'm new.
No, we're new. We're
no, but yeah, I said something like Ashley Lust's vagina has seen less meat than a Buddhist monk or something like that.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, I didn't like
and
that.
And I know that's not a Christian's
I'll say it. The thing is, like, I know from previous roles that I get a little bit nervous. I believe that's normal. But with me, getting nervous becomes stutter a little bit or just, like, not being able to pronounce correctly. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if I do that like that, I'll be like, Buddhist monk. And people will be like, What the fuck is that?
What he said. No, you're good
so
for
I,
cutting
I, I
it
try
down.
To just keep, like, beat words.
Yes, I just wanted to give, you know, like, a little background on that one. But keep going. Sorry. Yeah. I know we got
No. We're good. For Patreon or OnlyFans. I don't know where. Okay,
so both, motherfucker. Not just.
So Ashley says she's from Chicago when she's actually from Naperville.
Disgusting.
I know. I really I'll get a reaction though. I'll be like, I know it's not the same. I know. Actually, the only thing in common between Ashley and Chicago is that they both have the most visited rat hole.
shout out to the rat hole.
Shout out to the rat hole.
Strangest shit ever. Gotten having people getting married outside the motherfucker and everything. Like,
yeah, that happened with Ashley's pussy too. Okay. and I believe that's a good one.
That is a good one. I like that one. It's fun.
And now the last one. I saved this one for you. Ashley worked in Victoria's Secret, but they fired her because she was being racist. She kept, every time she has a black customer, she kept directing them to the cotton section.
God damn, I like that one.
There you go. Those are my three favorites. No, about comebacks, I will read one of my favorite comebacks.
Go for it.
If she says something about me not speaking correctly English, that probably she will do because I don't. I have an accent. I'll go like, yeah, I don't speak English well, but you have a Latino boyfriend, and the only thing he teach you in Spanish was like, blah, 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 blah.
I like that.
With the microphone, yeah, I'll do that. Of course. That's a good one. Okay.
Yeah, those are fun for her.
So
for
that was the Rose Battle Championship. If you don't see it live, if you don't see it in the Rose Battle
what the
Instagram.
Fuck is, hold on. Tangent. What the fuck is that notification on your laptop, bro? ASMR Rebecca?
Because I love her.
Is that fucking porn?
It is porn. For my ears. Okay.
Okay, gotcha. Okay, go ahead.
This guy's looking at my notification. My
I
God.
Definitely am. I'm nosy.
Okay. And the last thing I wanted to do, let me see how much time do we have. We're good. We can do a little bit. Is play a little bit of Punchline This, since we're both producers of the show.
Yeah.
And we made a video about how it works, but we didn't play it, like, on the video. So I would like to do, like, maybe one round, two rounds. So I have the wheel here. I will put it on screen, but in order to do that, I have to put QuickTime. I have to record the screen. And this laptop is, like, 2014.
It's a lot of work. Yeah.
And it have, like, already the audio, the video, the all the connections. I don't want it to explode. So
just trust us. There's an actual wheel on his screen right now. You don't need to see it, but it's there.
So I'll spin it. Okay, so it land on, if this is the answer, what is the question? So how this works is the next wheel that we're going to spin is, if this is the answer, what if the question? It will give us answers, and we got to come out with the question to respond to that answer. So if this is the answer, what is the question? Let's spin it. Okay, the answer is probably white people. What is the question?
Why is the world so bad right now?
Probably white people.
Exactly. See, this is harder than it looks.
It is harder, but I got one. Who's gentrifying this area of Chicago?
Probably white people.
Go.
There we go. Who left all these negative reviews for this restaurant that I like?
On Yelp. Probably white people.
Yeah, there we go.
Okay, I believe I have one. I'm trying to be how to make it into a question. But who is who's the snitching of that I haven't done my taxes?
Probably white people.
Probably white people do that. One more. Let's do one more.
Okay, one more. I got you. They keep calling, asking to speak to a manager. Who are these people?
Probably white people.
Yeah, there you go.
Who keeps saying the N-word?
probably white. probably
white people from Texas. Okay.
Not just Texas, from all over.
Okay, we're gonna. Do you want to do another premise or keep the premise and do another of these ones?
Let's for the utmost variety, so people kind of see the difference. And
okay, let's do another premise.
Change the premise, yeah.
Okay, I believe we can do like two more of these, and then the podcast is done. Okay.
Then the podcast is over, bitch.
So let's bring on again the wheel of this is the premise wheel, and it landed on. I changed the name of this. It says English problems, but it's I changed it to English bad translation. So we're gonna have like sentences that we commonly say in English, and we gotta say it differently.
Okay. This one sounds a little bit intimidating.
It is a little bit intimidating. That's me with English. Okay. So it landed on, you are a shy person, but you want to ask someone, what's your body count? You want to start?
I'll start.
I have one good one when I wrote this, and I like it. It's like, so, how many plus ones in your pussy?
Oh, damn. Right, I was about to say, so, yeah. So... what's the variety like in your bedroom?
I like it. I like
it might not be funny, but it's clever.
But it's clever?
Yes.
So, if a 2002 car has 20,000 miles on it, are you 2,000 or more? No, that's...
No, I got you. I think I can make that one work.
No, no, no. Okay.
So my...
What's your mileage?
So, my 2013 Nissan Rogue has 107,000 miles on that. Does the number 107 do anything for you?
sounds like something to you.
Yeah, does that ring a bell? Is that or does that not sound familiar at all?
But you see, it's tough, but I believe, like, failing that, like I just did, it will be funny.
Yes, because then you do something looking stupid. Like,
yeah. Okay, let's do one more of the premise wheel. We're spinning the premise wheel. But I believe this show is going to be amazing. It's going to be fun. We have amazing people.
Yeah, we have definitely.
It landed on something that actually I won't do. That is 1 minute, one joke. I don't know why it is on.
We could have did it. Oh, I was down.
And it landed on that again. No, we're not going to do it.
Okay.
And it landed on English problems again. Come on, land on something different. This wheel is like, I'm going to cut this part, maybe.
Yeah, go for it.
Okay, we have teens you will never hear from. And let's spin the wheel. Teens you will never hear. I put some news on this one, so I hope it lands on one of these. Teens you will never hear from a... I like this one. Men while purchasing the Plan B pill.
So the whole thing is things you would never hear from a man purchasing a Plan B pill.
You want to go first?
No, you go first. I had something I forgot about it.
Does this come in combo with something else?
Exactly. Yeah, there we go.
Does this come with Dorito Ranch?
Are these buy one, get one half off? Because I think I might need it. Like,
I want the cheapest one.
Yeah, there we go. Do you have any Target brand alternatives? You know, I think a coat hanger might work.
No. So, do you have Plan C by any chance? Because we're 2 weeks late.
I was about to say, Plan B is a little bit too expensive. How about, is there a C, D, E, or F that's a little bit more affordable? You know, like.
Okay, what else can I say? Like, can I take one of these? Is it me that I have to take one of these?
So, my wife said she needed a Plan B. Is it for me or for her? Yeah, there you go.
I need four of these.
Can I return this? It did not fit in my penis.
I impregnate four women, so I need four of these right now. And that's it. I believe that's it. That's punchline. This I'll clip this as better as we can with my best ones and the worst of Melvin.
sounds good.
But again, this was the first episode of the podcast. Thank you, Melvin, for being here.
Thanks for having me.
You made me feel less nervous because obviously starting a project is difficult.
Mm-hmm.
More when you don't speak the fucking language you're starting.
You got this. You speak the fucking language.
Yeah, but people will be in the comments like, can you fucking speak English?
Oh, yeah, of course. all three people that will see this.
All three people is like, I couldn't understand anything.
Exactly.
Can you put closed captions on all the episodes?
All three people, and it's just you from different devices.
But yeah, it actually was a really funny moment, a really funny time. So subscribe to the channel, put notifications, send me Venmos. I don't know, I need money because this was expensive. Yeah, but thank you, Melvin, again for being here, and I'm gonna be in his show, Big Black Comedy, later, and take some pictures. And I hope this will come out before Punchline This, so come to Punchline This.
Yes, yes, yes. Go to Punchline This.
Bye. I will. Okay.
I don't know what the fuck that was. I'm sorry. I've never done that before in my life. I'm so sorry.
Yeah, that was the worst goodbye.
I know.
Who are you? Sailor Moon, man.
I did two fingers. I'm sorry, man.
Yeah, I'll keep this. I'll say bye like angry because it was funny. Okay, bye.